Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. We are here to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. We have a website, drtong.com, drtong.com, where we have thousands of cases of people with
a wide spectrum of diagnosis from arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, almost anything you name, okay? That can be cured.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our guest with us today, Dolores. Welcome, Dolores.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are
you? Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today to share your story.
Well, I heard about Dr. Tong on the radio. I mentioned my glaucoma at the time with him, and he gave me a treatment for my glaucoma. About 2 or 3 weeks later, I went to see my glaucoma doctor, and he was really surprised about my eye pressure. He said, oh, he says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And
Now, after how many treatments was this after?
Yeah, how many treatments?
That was, I think I'd had like 2 or 3 treatments, and we had, no, this was just after one treatment.
First treatment, yes.
Tell the truth.
Well, it's been a few years, right?
Yeah. That was just after 1 or 2 treatments. Yeah.
And how low did the pressure go in your eyes?
You know what, it was really bad because I wasn't keeping track of my pressure, but I know that it was running maybe 18, 20.
Okay.
Almost normal.
Both eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think when he did it, it must have been, you know, maybe down into 12 or 14.
Wow.
Currently, you know, what has happened, I just had my eye pressure checked yesterday, and I'm seeing a retina specialist over a retina problem that I'm having. But they took my pressure, and it was like 13 and 14.
Wonderful. And you just had a treatment a couple days ago, right?
Right. Remember this time when you first came back, I treated your right eye, the bad one, and the pressure went from 29 to 14.
Yes. I believe it was like 28, 29, and then when I went back to see the doctor, which was about 2 weeks later, the pressure had gone way down.
Wow.
And that doctor also, you know, commented about, oh, your pressure is really, really good.
Yes.
They wanted to put a tube. You said.
They wanted to do probably a glaucoma filtration surgery to put a tube to drain the excess fluid behind where is it that they said? Where did they want to put the tube?
They 2 months ago, my original physician, who was my glaucoma doctor, wanted to put a drainage device.
Oh, okay.
And I questioned it, and of course, you know, I went to Dr. Tong for some treatments, and I also got a second opinion, but from the second opinion doctors, they were saying that my retina was the problem, that I wasn't the
glaucoma.
Well, they saw some retina problems. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so.
But here's the point. Putting the tube in is foolish. Okay, let's say your wall is bulging out because there's a leak inside. You put the tube in, of course, you're going to drain the fluid. Okay, but you fix the problem or not.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, why your fluid accumulating? It's because of the blockage.
From
emotion.
And that's the question they can answer when I ask.
They don't know that. That's why.
Why is happening, you know, it's like they don't.
Yeah.
They can't. So glad that I went to you guys because I would have had that drainage put in.
Yeah.
To put in.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time to share your story with us today.
Okay.
Again, our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. And our number, if you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Okay, we have with us Lucille. Welcome to our show, Lucille.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning.
Hi,
Thank
Lucille.
You so much
Good
for
morning,
joining
Dr.
us
Tong.
Today.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a little history? What happened before you came to see Dr. Tong, and what led you to come see Dr. Tong?
Okay, well, in early 2004, I developed a bladder infection. I tried to treat it myself with various herbs because I knew if I went to the doctor, they'd just give me antibiotics. But it got so severe that I did have to go to my family doctor, and he did treat me with antibiotics, several rounds of very potent antibiotics, but it didn't clear it up. I was referred to a urologist, mm-hmm. and they could not find the underlying cause of what was causing the infection. The infection cleared up temporarily, but I was still having some problems. I went to see my gynecologist, and his diagnosis was that I had an allergic reaction to soap, which initially caused the infection. There was always reference to symptoms, but nothing to treat the underlying cause because I would still have reoccurring infections. I had an arthritic condition that became more inflamed. So my acid reflux, my arthritic condition, whatever other minor problems I had, everything was just, everything became more severe.
Okay. So what happened after you came to see Dr. Tong?
After I came to see Dr. Tong, I started to improve.
When did you notice the improvement?
Well, I noticed the improvement right away.
After the first treatment?
After the first treatment,
wow.
Yeah. Yes. Not only with my digestive problem, of course, with my bladder problem, but also with the severe pain that I was having. I had severe back pain, shoulder pain, and hip pain.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sit for 5 minutes or stand for 5 minutes, or it was very painful to walk. Sometimes I couldn't even drive too well. So all of those problems that I had greatly improved with the treatments.
For your back pain and for your bladder and the your acid reflux, you don't take medication?
No, I don't. I don't like taking chemical medications. I didn't like taking them before, and even less now because of the sensitivity that I had.
And how are your symptoms now compared to before you first came to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, I'd say they're 100% improved, even though I'm still have, you know, some minor improvements to do. But from the time that I first came to see Dr. Tong until now, it's 100% improvement.
Wow. Great, Lucille. Thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is amazing.
Okay, thank you.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment or any questions is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Okay, we have with us now on the line Jose. Jose, how are you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I've been hurting from my back for over 13 years. I had neck problems, shoulder problems, and lower back problems. I used to go to doctors, and they weren't able to help me, or they just give me, you know, pills, mm-hmm. like it, and saying, it just keep on telling me, just come back, you know.
Yeah, and you're also very young. You're only 30 years old.
Yeah, I'm 30, yeah.
Okay.
I've been having this since I was like 18.
Now, how much pain you still have compared to the first time you're here? Yeah, with me.
My pain is minimum now. I mean, I wasn't able to sleep, and I used to toss and turn at night. And now, you know, I can sleep pretty
yes.
good now.
Oh, wow.
You went for a young guy at 18 years old, suffered for 13 years, and modern medicine wasn't able to help you at all?
No.
Yes.
So you were taking Vicodin at 18 for your back pain?
Yeah. Yeah. And I need to shoot cortisone sometimes, too. And
cortisone. Yeah. And did that help at all, the cortisone they shot?
Yeah, it helped for a month or two, but then it'd be gone.
Mm-hmm. But then it would come back. Okay.
How's the relief of the cortisone compared to with my treatment?
I like your treatment better. I mean, it's more natural. Yeah, I'm going to keep on going, yeah, until hopefully a couple more tries. And
yes, a couple more times, 2-3 times, and you'll be all cured. In fact, I recommend you start trying some sports. Have you tried to play baseball?
I'll be practicing with my kids and
yes.
my swings and everything. I feel more loosened now when before I used to feel real tight, real tense.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if you have any problem in your practice, you come back and tell me, then I know where the weakness is. It's very easy. Once I open up the circulation, your muscle becomes strong and you won't have the pain.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Yes.
Well, Jose, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Jose.
Good luck with everything. We hope you stay pain-free.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me today.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest on our show today, Barbara. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Dr. Elaine and Dr. Tong.
Barbara, tell us about your experience with us.
Okay, well, I came to you because I noticed that my thyroid was growing or was becoming inflamed.
You could see it, yeah.
And before the first treatment, Dr. Elaine, second treatment, I think I told you that I believe that my thyroid has started to go down in size.
Yes,
right.
And
it does look smaller.
I didn't notice it till after the second treatment,
mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I noticed it, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to be too, you know, I didn't want to just...
So how about now?
Be too excited. I think it's gone down even a little more. And I have to tell you that yesterday I walked this huge dog. I was almost going to take the short route because I have sometimes pooped out on, you know, stamina-wise. Also, I develop a pain in my hip and in my lower back because this is a very strong dog. You know, I walked about 3 miles with him. I had no pain. I had no stamina problems.
Wow. See? 3 miles?
Your thyroid.
Well, I usually go about 4.25 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, due to time constraints and also recently desire to put out the energy because I come back pooped, I sometimes cut the course down to a couple of miles.
But you had no pain and your stamina was much better.
Yeah, just as I had made the decision to go a short course because of time, then I changed my mind because I felt, I can do this. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm better. And that's when I suddenly realized in the middle of the walk that I had the energy and the actual desire to go ahead and go the full route again without having to acquiesce to the idea that I might end up with pain or be tired.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. We hope to have you again soon.
Well, thank you for your treatment. I am so hopeful.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Okay, now we have Jerry on the line. Jerry, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
I was having a lot of pain in my upper thigh areas.
Uh-huh.
And it was hard to sleep.
Okay.
So I came to Dr. Tong, and he fixed it.
So did you do anything before you came to see Dr. Tong for your thigh pain?
No, because I had no idea what could be done. I figured it was probably just the arthritis setting in, and
mm-hmm.
I do have a family history of it.
Okay. And was there anything else that you had that you were suffering from?
Oh, some in the lower back, too.
Lower back pain,
but thigh areas were the most troublesome because I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many treatments did you notice improvement after?
I noticed after the first one.
After the very first treatment.
And how long were you suffering from this pain for?
It had been coming on gradually, but I would say roughly 3 to 5 years before that.
3 to 5 years, and you weren't able to sleep. Well, that's kind of a long time to be suffering from pain.
Well, it's not... Toward the end, it was where I just couldn't sleep.
Okay.
Mm.
But like I said, it was kind of a gradual thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about singing? You like to sing.
Oh, so. Yes. That was amazing. I didn't expect that, but I figured I love to sing. I'm in the church choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I was beginning to not be able to use my full range.
Oh.
And that kind of bothered me. I thought, oh, gosh, I don't want to lose that, but I guess it's just age. And I said something to Dr. Tong, and he said, oh, I can fix that. And he did the right things, and that was right. I had more air capacity, and also I had my range back.
Yeah, you can sing higher notes.
And just for the record, I am 72, so it was reasonable to think, well, it could be age.
Mm-hmm. It's not age. It's how much energy you can get to your throat muscle area,
yeah,
the
right.
control. Yes.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and share your story. It's just incredible. It's great that you let the audience hear your experience.
Well, thank you for calling.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com, to listen to our past shows. Let's get to our guest, Carol.
Well, how do you do, Ms.
Hi, Carol.
Elaine, Dr. Tong?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us what's going on with you and what you have experienced with our treatment?
Well, much improvement, and you've restored my will to live.
Yes.
Wow.
There were so many parts that I had ailments in that I was about thinking, well, God, this is too much to heal, but you put me back together again.
You had shoulder pain and back pain, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And hip pain.
Okay. And you had some problems with sleeping as well, and then digestion issues?
Yes, I did. Digestion, constipation, which I think goes together, doesn't it?
Right.
How do you feel mentally?
Oh, I feel like there's hope.
Mm-hmm. No, before the treatment, before our treatment, before you came to see us.
Well, like I said, it didn't help that my sister died of cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee.
And shortly after that, I found I had a heart issue, which I think you guys have helped that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She had some problems with sleeping. So you've had 4 treatments now in the span of maybe 2 months, 3 months. Can you tell us the improvements you've had or any changes?
Well, I feel like my body is put back together.
Yes.
How's the pain?
Hardly there.
And then how's the digestion?
Much better.
Okay. Yeah, how's the mental state?
Well, I no longer have depression. I feel like there's hope.
Yes.
Another thing, you said you had some yeast infection?
Oh, that's sort of been a lifetime thing, which I understand is connected to digestion. And praise God, that also is much better.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day, Carol, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, we have Anne with us now on the line. Welcome to our show, Anne.
Thank you.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine because I've been going to Dr. Tong.
Yeah, great, yes.
But I wanted to say that I broke 3 big bones in my ankles and my leg, and they were all mangled and bad, and I couldn't hardly walk, and I didn't know about Dr. Tong right then. Mm. So I went to 3 orthopedic specialists to see what they could do. Or if they could. They all told me the same thing. They were in different areas. Mm-hmm. One was in Newport. One was in, different areas. So what they told me was that I had to have the joint taken out of there.
Mm.
And then I wouldn't have been able to walk. So I sued, and they told me that I would be screaming for them to do it. They wanted to do it right away, and I said, no way.
How did you break your bones?
Oh,
falling, or?
She was a little tomboy.
Yeah, well, what I did was, because I could do anything, and I could, do anything at all, and I couldn't get off of this high hill, so I jumped off of it. And I hit. And I didn't realize that I would hit this huge boulder of rock. And
oh, my goodness.
All these things just broke everything in there. Anyway, I didn't know what to do after these had all told me that. So I heard Dr. Tong on the radio.
Oh.
And I said, I'm going to go down and find out what he says. Because the orthopedic surgeon said that I would be screaming to have that joint out because it would... The bones would make it die because it was so bad, and that, everything was wrong. And he said, I'm going to work on it, and we'll see what we, and so I don't think you'll need to have that out. So he worked on it, and it got better every time.
Yes, and I want to tell the listener how bad it was. The angle's almost like totally to the right, 45 degrees out. It was so scary.
So now, is it still broken or it's not broken anymore, right? Or the joint is misaligned? Is that
misaligned?
What
it, yeah, it was broken and then misaligned.
Oh,
okay.
So
the angle is almost like a couple of inches out to the right from the main alignment.
Oh,
yes, it looked terrible. I didn't see how
she could hardly walk.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh my goodness.
I was just hobbling around, you know, and I couldn't hardly walk.
So they wanted to take your ankle joint out and put a new one in?
They said it was just crazy. They weren't even going to put a new one in, I don't think. But I don't know what they were going to do.
They say that you could not walk after the surgery or what?
They said it's going to be bad because, you know, it's just...
Well, of course it's going to be bad because you're not going to have your joint.
Well, yeah, and I told them. I said, I'm not going to do it now. And they said, well, you'll be screaming to have it because you will be in such agony that you'll have... And I just hobbled out to my car and left them, and I wasn't going to do it. Now, guess what? I can run.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's made it so that I can... And I can walk real fast now, and I don't limp or anything.
Yes.
I mean, it's just wonderful.
That is amazing.
Oh, it was just wonderful. So I'm just really happy, and I'm going to always go to Dr. Tom.
Now, how young are you, Ann?
She is actually much younger than her age. You know, she is so energetic.
Right. I just want
to say it, but
well, you don't have to if you don't want to. But I just wanted to make a point. That's all.
I'm 75.
Right.
Yes.
So you're 75 in 2000.
I don't know how.
And you jumped off a hill or something.
Well, yeah, because I could always do anything. You know, all my life, and I could, you know.
She was trying for Ninja Turtle 4. to take the role of Ninja Turtle 4.
This is such an amazing story. Such an amazing story. Well, anyway, Anne, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is absolutely wonderful, and you are such an inspiration to our listeners, I think.
Yes.
Well, I hope everyone will go there because I know he can heal chronic diseases and everything because we all need circulation.
That is so true.
And life is in the blood.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm very happy about what he's done for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Now we have Ruth with us on the line. Welcome, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi Ruth.
I had endometrial cancer, and I had a hysterectomy and chemotherapy and radiation, and it left me with the right leg lymphedema.
Okay, is that because they took out the lymph nodes?
Right, they took some out on the right side and chemo and radiation.
Okay, Ruth, so now you've had one treatment with Dr. Tong yesterday. How is your leg today?
It's really good. It feels good.
Uh-huh.
It's down. The swelling's down.
Uh-huh.
And it feels great.
How heavy was it compared to before?
It feels much lighter from the knee down. So I don't know what percentage to tell you, but it feels pretty good.
From one treatment, right?
Right.
That's amazing.
And also, you were really tired. Your eyes were, the eyelid was heavy. So how was it? You almost like a Chinese yesterday.
Not all Chinese have small eyes.
I rested better, I rested real good. I had radioactive iodine for my thyroid, and they removed my thyroid, and I was on, they put me on Synthroid.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I come allergic to the one dye in the pill.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At first, your thyroid is hyperactive, and after the surgery, you become hypoactive.
Yes.
So surgery is not the right thing to do.
Right.
And I told you this morning that you do not need the thyroid medication. The reason is that they could not take all your thyroid out. There must be billions of thyroid cells still left.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can do the job as long as you get the chi, got the life force.
Right. Okay, Ruth, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, have a
great
day.
See you later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment, or if you have any questions for Dr. Tong, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com, to check out past shows archived on our website. Okay, now we have with us Miriam on the line. Welcome, Miriam.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Why don't you give us a brief history about your mother who came to see Dr. Tong. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, okay. She had a stroke.
My mom had a stroke, a massive stroke on her left side a month ago.
1 month ago,
And a friend of mine recommended me to Dr. Tong. Mm-hmm. And she had 1 month of physical therapy.
Your mom, okay.
My mom had 1 month of physical therapy. And this... this Wednesday, I took her to Dr. Tong.
Uh-huh. How much does physical therapy help with the 1 month of physical therapy?
Not much, doctor. I would say not at all.
Not at all. No. And what did they do in physical therapy?
They would just do little exercise that I was doing it anyways with her.
Yeah, you could do it yourself. And right. Medicare should pay you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so you brought her to see Dr. Tong actually a couple days ago.
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And he did the first treatment. Before he did the treatment, he tried to, he asked her to lift her legs, which she couldn't lift at all. Mm-hmm. Well, minimum. And then after the treatment, I'm like, oh my God, I was so surprised.
Yes.
I'm so grateful.
Yes.
And the past 2 days, what has she been able to do?
For the past 2 days, yesterday, out of the goonies, she got up and she did a tea on her own.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
Okay.
And Dr. Tong, she did not use the walker.
Yes,
oh
I told
goodness.
You. I told
She's
you,
not
okay.
She's using her walker. She does not want to use her walker.
And okay. how young is she?
She's 73 years old.
73.
Yeah. If she continued the physical therapy, she will continue to have the disability for the rest of life. Physical therapy is not effective at all, okay? What okay. I did was I put back the life in her legs.
And
okay.
today, what could she do today?
You know what, Dr. Tong, today for the first day, she was able to put on her shirt the right way. She would try to dress herself, but she... it damaged a little bit her brain.
Her cognitive function.
Right. So today, for the first time, she was able to put on her bra, her shirt, and everything on the right way.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
That's only after one treatment.
After one treatment.
And I'll restore her memory, too. I promise you that's the case.
Miriam, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for joining us, Miriam.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.